It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Well, I know that Frosty must be very happy for the little surprise rain showers that made their way through the region this morning.
Oh, yeah, we love a little rain, but it's getting very dark in the morning. It seems like it's hard to get moving as fast. Yeah.
I've noticed that. I'll start noticing a trend. Like, in the middle of the summer, I can leave my home, and it's total light. I don't even need my headlights.
Yeah.
When we get into August, it's like, okay, it's a little darker, but then the time I get to the radio station, it's light. And then it seems like overnight, it's dark the whole ride.
I know. So just so everybody knows, Paul had to come out in the parking lot this morning and be like, hurry up, Frosty. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was dark. Well, it threw me off all my time. It's not adjusted.
So after a couple of weeks of delays, how did last Sunday's party go?
Oh, my God. We had a fun-packed weekend last weekend. It started on Saturday with the butterfly release, which was great.
Yes.
Kids had a great time. They learned a lot. Scott, our Captain Monarch there, had a lot to teach them, and everyone just had a great time. I didn't know monarchs, they travel like 50 miles a day when they migrate from Mexico and Florida.
It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they probably catch wind gusts and stuff, but 50 miles a day.
Wow.
I couldn't even walk that.
No. And these little tiny fragile things.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'd be like getting on a thumbing for a hummingbird or something to take me down there.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work. So it's a couple months, but it's pretty cool. And then the party was amazing. So now we're moving right into fall. So we've got a stretch of beautiful weather still. Not a lot of rain, but beautiful sunny days for the next, looks like 10 days or so. So
what are some of your first suggestions? Because this is the last summer Frosty Report. Next week when you're here, we'll be calendar-wise into the fall. So what should we be thinking about, those of us that garden and have vegetable beds and all that stuff?
Yeah, some things are going to start, you'll start to see. We're going to have some cold nights, I think, too, towards this weekend. But so as things start to kind of fade out, you can cut things back to tidy them up. That's slowly going to happen depending on the plants in your landscape. So you can kind of just start getting things cut back, trimming them up. It is still great weather, so if you want to refresh your annual planters and things to still have some nice color through the rest of the season, we've got mums and asters and rutabaga, a lot of fall color, and pumpkins and gourds and all that are here.
They're
so
in?
We're loaded up. Yep.
Right. Wow.
Lots of orange.
Yes, lots of orange is here, that's for sure.
Aww.
Yep.